the Public News Service Daily Newscast, May the 1st, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Today is International Workers' Day, and here in the U.S., postal workers say they are struggling to keep up amid staffing shortages and a work environment they call toxic, at least at some facilities.
Last year, Congress approved the Postal Service Reform Act, which was designed to help the agency overcome decades of financial losses as its leadership ushered in a decade-long improvement and streamlining initiative. Despite efforts to bolster the system, Dave Cook, a union leader in the St. Paul area, says morale is low.
Employees are pushed to the brink, both emotionally, mentally, you know, the way they are treated and talked to by their supervisor and or managers.
The union describes it as a culture of bullying and toxicity since the fall of 2020. I'm Mike Mullen reporting.
The Postal Service says it has converted 123,000 pre-career workers to full-time career employees since the fall of 2020. Now to the Lone Star State, where law enforcement officers said Sunday they've been unable to find a gunman who fled after killing five people in a rural Texas town. They're offering $80,000 in reward money. That from the Washington Post. They report the suspect, Francisco Oropeza, 38 years old, was considered armed and dangerous after fleeing the area on Friday. Authorities able to identify the suspect by an identity card issued by Mexican authorities, as well as doorbell camera footage. Police also interviewed the suspect's wife. A national group says it wants to reclaim the significance of Cinco de Mayo, the anniversary of Mexico's victory over the Second French Empire, that at the Battle of Puebla, it happened in the year 1862.
The win for Mexico secured its rights to its own land, water, and culture. Olivia Juarez with the group Green Latinos says through a Take Back Cinco de Mayo campaign, they want people to recognize the holiday as a day of action for cultural and environmental defense. They say it's been hijacked by corporate interests to sell alcohol and stereotype Mexican culture.
What we seek to do by taking back Cinco de Mayo is to enhance the holiday as a day of action, to reaffirm our commitment to protect public land, waters, and our cultures from those who seek to drill, mine, and otherwise destroy our communities.
Juarez says their group wants to emulate the Mexican victory at the Battle of Puebla to now fight against the climate crisis, which they describe as the greatest challenge of our lifetime. They say people of color in Utah and across the country need better access to public lands and calls the lack of long-term cooling services like tree canopies and green open spaces an injustice. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
This is Public News Service. The University of Wisconsin Oshkosh and a California company are now operating Wisconsin's first commercial facility to turn manure into fuel for trucks and jets. The project started 6 years ago when AgriEnergy searched for waste streams for renewable biofuels. After an initial pilot run, construction began on a new facility last fall, with production getting underway in the first half of this year. The university's Kenny Johnson says it goes hand-in-hand with an environmental approach.
We obviously wouldn't want to produce this methane gas and then just burp it into the atmosphere.
Biogas also helps mitigate emissions that would otherwise have escaped from landfills or manure lagoons and contribute to greenhouse gases that produce climate change. This story produces part of a Great Lakes Echo Solutions Journalism with Wisconsin News Connection collaboration. Officials say the goal for the new commercial facility is to make about 1,800 gallons of fuel per day. And during Mental Health Awareness Month, the New York organization is celebrating by helping people learn about mental health.
The Center for the Independence of the Disabled New York will be holding a wellness fair on May 13th. Along with mental health, the fair will also focus on spiritual and physical health. The fair will include a wellness circuit which includes grounding techniques, coping strategies, and mindfulness. Dr. Sharon McLennan-Weir, Sydney's executive director, describes the importance of mental health to overall health.
The brain really oversees everything that we do and feel. So it's imperative that we learn how to regulate our emotions, understand what we eat can affect how we feel.
She adds it's also important to monitor how different activities affect mood regulation. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Finally, Eric Gladys lets us know some 45 environmental groups across Colorado are sounding the alarm about a host of emerging technologies that have been attached to legislation aiming to blunt the worst impacts of climate change.
Valley Lopez with 350 Colorado is concerned that baking unproven or potentially dangerous tools such as carbon capture and next generation nuclear reactors into climate policies could severely hamstring efforts to reduce climate pollution by 2030, the deadline set by the world's leading scientists.
That transitions money, resources, time, energy away from solutions that we already know are going to work. Things like solar and wind and stable energy storage, those are the places where we need to be investing our time and our energy.
The fossil fuel industry has argued that capturing CO2 at power plants will keep more workers employed and keep electrical grids reliable.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's some great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.